This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
So, Brendan Rodgers finally got himself a league winner's medal and it went right down to the wire. We're only just into April and Celtic are the champions in Scotland. There's no doubt he's been a massive success at Celtic, rejuvenating every area of the club, it seems. So, I mean, has he rescued his reputation as a manager, considering how things ended for him at Liverpool?
See, I think it's very unfair that Brendan Rodgers arrived with this reputation in Scotland, that he had a reputation that needed to be salvaged. I mean, he took a Liverpool team to the brink of a league title for the first time in probably since you were born. And then if it wasn't for that one slip from Steven Gerrard and a little dip in form, they would have won it. And then they lose Luis Suarez. And what do you expect when you get rid of your best player? What happens next? So that's a little bit unfair. But nevertheless, perhaps he did have a reputation to salvage in the eyes of the English press, for example. But he's come to Scotland. He's taken a group of players that were floundering, largely the same group of players that floundered under Ronnie Dyla, and he's coached them with a few additions to this unprecedented success.
Do the English press care at all, though, or the English clubs or the English Premier League clubs care about what anyone really achieves in Scotland? I mean, could he win every game in a season and it wouldn't make much of a difference to his reputation?
Yeah, I think they do. I think we're going to talk about other Celtic managers in the past, and I think, you know, as we were growing up as football fans in Scotland, this was always the debate. You mean, you know, how do Celtic Rangers rank to the Premier League? And you could argue all day long about the merits of Rodgers' achievements based on, you know, the lack of competition in Scotland perhaps, or how they did in the Champions League. These things push it up and down, but ultimately there's one factor that you can't deny, and that's whenever a player at Celtic excels, they tend to excel in the Premier League too. So why can't we apply that to a coach as well?
You're saying like the success of, you know, players like Victor Wanyama or Fraser Forster
Virgil van Dijk,
the same principle almost should apply to Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, Premier League scouts are constantly looking at Celtic, obviously like Rangers and Aberdeen to a lesser extent too, because they see that, you know, the club are very good at producing certain players of a certain type and they excel in England. Now, I don't understand why you would stop that at the men who are coaching these players. And it's simple as that.
But that attitude infuriates me as well. And it's a Scott Sinclair argument that's reared that said that players come to Scotland and it's some sort of graveyard. It is a stepping stone to greater things. Footballers are footballers. They don't just play in Scotland and become garbage overnight. Depending on who they're working under, and depending on the style of play, depending on what challenges are put in their path, they will continue to improve and enhance his players. And the same applies for Brendan Rodgers. He had a different challenge down south. He's come to Scotland where he's got to manage expectation. He's got to coach a team of relatively decent footballers to greater heights in a league where they are the greatest height. And he's got to take them into the Champions League and be competitive. Has he achieved all three in his first season? Yeah, and then some.
Mm. So realistically, how long can Celtic keep hold of them? I mean, to me it seems like Celtic fans always talk about, you know, 10 in a row. They've got 6 in a row, so they're more than halfway there now. Seems like the only thing that can stop them isn't Rangers or Aberdeen, is actually Celtic themselves. And if Rodgers was to be tempted into another job, if he is so good as he's shown in Scotland, how long can they keep hold of him? I mean, could he be tempted away this summer if a club comes in for him from the Premier League?
I just don't understand why he would jump at any offer from the English Premier League to go back down. He says he loves it here, and I know words can be cheap, but why would you give up the challenges you have at Celtic, the ability to develop players, to be regularly in the Champions League, to win trophies, to go and manage the club doesn't even spring to mind, but a Middlesbrough if he's going to go to the English Premier League, it has to be for the absolute optimum, because that is where he came from. He came from a top four club. Why would he settle for anything less? What exactly has he done wrong that means he wouldn't then go and slot in at that level in the pyramid in the English Premier League?
Well, I don't think a top four club would look at him at the moment simply because of maybe his European record. And I know that Celtic got to the Champions League and that's the be-all and end-all for them at the moment, but you look at the group, it was a tough group. They didn't get a win. You know, what was it, 3 draws? They finished bottom of the group, and that was always the question asked of him at Liverpool, was his European record.
Yeah, but I think what you have to bear in mind as well is that it's the press, and perhaps a lot of casual fans will look at this face value, especially in England, and they'll think, right, you know, well, he's done what he was expected to do at Celtic. But I think scouts and the men who run football clubs, maybe I give them too much credit, but I think they'll probably look at what he's done like the intricate detail and the way that he's turned these players around.
Yeah, exactly. How he's improved so many players. Yeah. James Forrest, Stuart Armstrong.
I mean, the hardest thing, I think, in the modern game is to get the very best of the superstars that you're given, and the Premier League's a perfect, you know, case study of that. Every club in the Premier League has money to buy, you know, 15 outstanding players, but it's the coaches that can get the very best out of them. Like, for example, Jurgen Klopp, who can make good players better, who make great players even better, world-class players. And I think Rodgers has proved that Celtic. I think he proved it at Liverpool too. We just mentioned how he was unfairly treated there. He's once again gone into a club and made good players even better. And there's also the fact, just to go back to how long they can hold on to him, we can't discount just how much comfort plays a role for guys like this. Not just players, but also coaches. He says he's happy in Glasgow. I believe him when he says things like that. But I think, most importantly, he's enjoying the fact that at Celtic, he's given the patience he doesn't get in England, he's given the power he doesn't get in England, and he's allowed to sit there and think, well, if I buy this guy or I try this system, this might work off, this might pay off this time next year, because he has a really much larger scope at Glasgow, which he doesn't have at Liverpool or Arsenal or something like that.
Why would you give this up to go to a run-of-the-mill English Premier League club?
The same that any players go to the Premier League. I mean, Navarro Negredo is playing for Middlesbrough.
Yeah, but he's already been bitten by that.
And players' careers are finite, whereas a management career can go on for far longer. And he says himself, this is his fourth or fifth job as a manager. He's already been to the pinnacle, Champions League with Liverpool and Celtic, within a hair's breadth of winning the English Premier League. I think, as Stefan says, there's an appeal in the challenge of what he can achieve at Celtic. It's not going to be getting to the English Premier League. That's not going to happen in his management lifespan by any stretch. How can he improve them in Europe? Can he take them beyond or to the last 16 like Neil Lennon done? Can he break even more records? Can he bring in and develop more talent like Moussa Dembele? Can he help Kieran Tierney kick on more? I think there's a lot more in this period of time, and I think that period of time will be at least 3 years from the start, so at least another 2 years. Within that period of time, he can achieve far more at Celtic than he would achieve at any English Premier League club. He will never have the scope and freedom again in his management career to do what he's doing at Celtic.
But in the Premier League, one of the factors there is you can hold on to your best players. So while this is a Celtic team that I have no doubt he's having a fantastic time coaching and he's having a fantastic time winning trophies and probably winning the treble, Moussa Dembele is most likely to be off in the summer. There will at least be interest in him. Yeah, Kieran Tierney could be off. I mean, a club could come in for them, and that's surely disheartening, as he'd be going into a new season and, you know, going in for the Champions League qualifiers, which is the be-all and end-all for Celtic, and almost having to rebuild his team again. You don't really have that in the Premier League.
Well, yes, you do. You have it every single team in the Premier League except Chelsea, Manchester United and Man City.
Not really, not
yes,
anymore.
No,
teams like Everton, for instance, Romelu Lukaku or Ross Barkley stayed at Everton.
That's nonsense. His entire tenure at Liverpool was dogged by him losing his key players.
No, he lost the key player.
Okay, fine, one player then. Okay, if he loses Dembele at Celtic, how is that any different from when he loses Suarez at Liverpool?
Well, I'll tell you why it's different, because it's much harder to replace Luis Suarez and remain competitive at that level in the English Premier League than it is to replace Moussa Dembele. Celtic have proven time and again over the services, signing policy came in 5-6 years ago, Gary Hooper was replaced, Virgil van Dijk was replaced, Fraser Forster was replaced, Victor Wanyama was replaced. It's a cycle that keeps repeating itself. They've always been able to replace these players with another project, and they'll do it again with Dembele, and they will continue to win and they will continue to develop. It's a completely different level we're talking about here, replacing key players.
And the fact, and you also have to bear in mind that most coaches enjoy the aspect of developing a player. That's actually what they enjoy the most, which you simply don't get to do in the Premier
something
League.
As well that Rodgers excels in is developing a player.
Like we've spoken to coaches who've worked in the Premier League, and they tell you that the one thing that drives them mad, at least foreign coaches coach in the Premier League, is that they hate that they don't get time to actually implement anything they want to do. They're just there to pick 11 of the best players that the owner of the club buys, and then it's simple. It's that there's no more to it. So I can completely understand what Grant's saying, that it's Celtic. He's given so much power and time and patience to do what he wants. Another point I'd like to add is that to perhaps compare him to like for likes of Martin O'Neill or someone, or Gordon Strachan, who achieved things at Celtic but were still perhaps didn't get the recognition in England. I think the sport's changed since then. The world's got a lot smaller. Now, in football, you can coach a team in Germany, Hoffenheim, with 18,000 fans, finish third, and all of a sudden you're linked with the Chelsea job. It's the same with Celtic. Now, I know
does that apply to Scotland, though? I mean,
I,
for, no, you,
I think
you mentioned
it does
coaches
apply to
like
Scotland, but I think it applies to Celtic, because despite the fact that they might canter to league title. I know Grant's going to hate what I'm saying here. They might canter to league title, but they're still, what they did in the Champions League resonates this season, and that's what people think about.
It didn't resonate that much for Neil Lennon, and that wasn't that long ago. He scrambled for a job in England and eventually went in at Championship level with a poor team in the Championship as well.
Yeah, but I mean,
and he got to the last 16.
Everything's about what is happening in that moment in time. I mean, I don't understand why you can say being in Scotland is not a springboard to greater things. It happens with players. Why can't it happen with managers? When Ronnie Dyla first came in, there was ludicrous talk that he could be the next Dortmund manager. It's probably you that would be generating that.
We'll blame you for that.
But, you know, I mean, what is different from Scotland?
You call me a curator of fake news, Grant.
What is different from a guy like Ronnie Dyla coming from Norway, having won the league there, then coming to Scotland and then moving on? And the same principle applying all over Europe, all over the world. Coaches going from Mexico to America, anywhere you like. And then you have the players have already done it in Scotland. Why can't managers do it?
Because Brendan Rodgers, in this particular case, already has a reputation in England. Ronnie Dyla would have had a blank canvas if he'd went to the Premier League, whereas Brendan Rodgers, fairly or unfairly, is seen as a bit of a figure of fun. Now, I don't know whether that's because of his, you know, the whole caricature around him, the teeth and the tan and the lots of character and all that kind of stuff, but as I say, unfairly or not, he does have that kind of reputation and that image around him.
But to take you back to your first point, has Brendan Rodgers redeemed his reputation? And if you want to actually try and take that and deconstruct it, I would actually say no, he hasn't in the eyes of the English press. Just because he's sweeping everything at Celtic, and I'm not trying to diminish the achievements by any stretch of imagination, but I think to be fully redeemed, if you like, in their eyes, this needs to be like a 3-year project where the continually improving players are being sold for big money, they continue to bring through players, are starting to get better and better at the Champions League level. Actually, what you do domestically doesn't resonate. As you say, it's more about what does he achieve as a coach? What does it look like his gains in the transfer market? And what does European football gains look like? And that needs to be building blocks. I think at the end of the 3 years, which I think it will be, he will either go back to England, a completely reformed character, and I'm saying that in quotes because I think it's unfair, or what I think is more realistic for Brendan Rodgers is, this is a guy who's been in England, Scotland is a chance to try new things, but he's a guy who wants to work in Spain.
Yeah.
And I think that is the next logical step for him at the end of the year at Celtic, is to broaden his horizons.
Yeah, that's the bigger threat, if you want to call it that, for Celtic, is, you know, this is a guy who has spoken openly about his experiences as a manager, and so he spent a lot of time with Barcelona before he went to Celtic, so Spanish football, even, I feel like he'd be open to any really European league after Celtic's done, of course. I feel like maybe Germany or even France, anywhere really. So is that the bigger threat, that maybe a club, and they're always difficult to kind of legislate for, European clubs. I don't want to tar a whole continent saying that they make strange appointments, but sometimes it can be difficult to second guess what a French or Italian or a Spanish club will appoint. I mean, Valencia make a strange appointments. What happens if they came in for Brendan Rodgers and offered him a war chest? Would that, you know, end the 3-year project as you've kind of suggested he would be there for?
I don't think it's any more or less of an intrigue as a Premier League, I think, but again, going back to what I said earlier on, I think what happened, because it's such a small world, and because we live in a world now where the sport is, we're so consumed by it, so we know when something happens in Germany or happens in Spain or Italy or France or even like Sweden or something like that, when something really special happens in one of these backwater leagues, we still hear about it. And that's, the Premier League's full of coaches who've done that. So, you know, if he does something, as he continues to do stuff at Celtic, there's no reason why Spanish clubs or German clubs won't be paying as much attention as English clubs. Now, I do think the German clubs, and perhaps Spanish clubs to a lesser extent, look at that language barrier perhaps more than the Premier League does. I mean, God, how many Premier League players are you seeing come in who don't even speak English?
Oh, Pochettino didn't speak English for the first 6 months.
Exactly, you just wouldn't see that in Germany to an extent, which you could argue holds them back, but that's one thing that I think might hold him back if he, say, for example, the Dortmund job was to come available.
Well, he speaks Spanish. I mean, this is
of course, yeah.
And a lot of his football principles come from Spanish football. He admits himself, whether it's from the things he's learned, people he's worked under, and he's gone to the extent of learning the language to do it. I'm not trying to punt Brendan Rodgers right now, but I think that is the next logical step for him. But he has so much more to achieve at Celtic. I know that sounds so daft, considering what they have done this season, but this is a team that you feel is in its infancy, is only going to keep improving. He's only going to keep improving as a coach. I say a coach because what he's doing at Celtic is quite simply coaching, and the physical and the mental aspect is what he's doing. He's turned around a Celtic team which is not much different from what Ronnie Dyland, and he's absolutely worked miracles.
Yeah, and he's allowed to properly extend his theories about tactics and coaching and training because he's given a certain degree of comfort. It's the same, I compared the situation of Celtic to Bayern Munich in the sense that the club, to a large extent...
You always find a way to compare it to a Bundesliga team.
Always comes back around.
Stefan has mentioned the Bundesliga drink.
You can blow the klaxon, yeah. No, in the sense that Bayern Munich managers really get credit for what they do in domestically because they're expected to do that. I think what we might see, and what I think will happen next season is, and what still drives him is that he wants to prove himself in the Champions League for Celtic. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go on and win the Champions League, but I think they can go. He wants to see how far they possibly can go, and that's where his reputation can still expand.
He will go down as one of the greatest managers in Celtic's history. Of that, there is no doubt. It's just a matter of when he arrives at that point.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.